You have the right one? Six for six, right? Okay. The right one? Shuva is going to be an Ad Hashem Elokecha. And we're familiar with the pasuk in Hosea. Shuva Yisrael, the Haftorah for Shabbat Shuva. Shuva Yisrael Ad Hashem Elokecha. Ki chashalta bavonecha. So we have two psukim. We have the pasuk in Nitzavim, the Shafta Ad Hashem Elokecha, and we have the pasuk in Hosea that says Shuva Yisrael Ad Hashem Elokecha. Two different psukim, but both have the connotation that Shuva is so powerful that it goes Ad Hashem Elokecha. And the Gemara in Yuma on page 4, page Vav and Aleph on the bottom, says Amar Rav Levi, Gedola Tshuva Shemagas Ad Kiseh HaKavod. That Tshuva is so great that it reaches the Kiseh HaKavod. It reaches HaKadosh Baruch Hu's divine throne. Shenema Tshuva Yisrael Ad Hashem Elokecha. So we have to understand, what does that mean? What is the significance of this metaphor? That Shuva is so great that it reaches the Kiseh HaKavod. Well, what are Chazal trying to tell us by this? So, the Rabbeinu Chananel, on page 5, on the bottom, says, Dola Tshuva Shafilu Higiech Chatoso at Kisei HaKavod Tshuva Mechaberes. But it means Dola Tshuva Shamagas at Kisei HaKavod means that if you did an Aveira and the Aveira was so chomer that the Aveira got to the Kisei HaKavod, meaning it was a tremendous Aveira, don't think Tshuva doesn't have the same ability to penetrate as far as the Aveira penetrated. Just like the Aveira penetrated so deeply to the Kiseh HaKavod, so Tshuva penetrates so deeply as well, meaning that Tshuva's Mechaper, even on very big sins that got to the Kiseh HaKavod. So Tshuva can get there as well. Don't think that the sin is so great and Tshuva doesn't have that same longevity to get so far. No, Gedola Tshuva Shemagas at Kiseh HaKavod. However, I'd like to offer a couple of other explanations as well. What does it mean Tshuva gets to the Kiseh HaKavod? But before we offer those explanations, I'd like to show you a board from one of the Belzer Rebbes who discusses what is the difference between the pasuk in Hosea of Ki Kashalta Bavonecha and the tshuva of Nitzavim of Keshavta Ad Hashem Elokecha. So the Belzer Rebbe points out the Targum Yonasan. In the Tzavim, page 11. Targum Yonasan ben Uziel says, these are the Ein HaTov. So one side of the page is the Aramaic, and one column is the Aramaic, and the next column is the Hebrew. So let's read the Hebrew. Telvoseichem shel hatzadikim balei tshuva shekher techatu v'tashuvu megiyat tshuvosam ad kisei hakavod. That the tovos of the tzadikim balei tshuva reach the kisei hakavod. So what is the Targum Yonasan trying to tell us? Why is the pasuk referring to the tzadikim? Maybe it's referring to Rishayim who are doing tshuva. So the Belzer Rebbe says that there are two types of tshuvas. There's tshuva for averos, and there's tshuva for mitzvahs. So if a person does an aver, he has to do tshuva. That's the pasuk in Hosea. Tshuva Yisrael ad Hashem Elokecha ki kashalta b'avonecha. Means averos. He did sin, he has to do tshuva. But the tshuva of Parshas Nitzavim, where it says b'chol levavcha v'chol nafshecha, says the Belzer Rebbe, is going on tshuva that we did mitzvahs, but we didn't do them with our full heart. We were learning, but we didn't come all the time, and we didn't concentrate all the time. And we weren't always involved the way we should. We did chesed, but the chesed wasn't the way it could have been. We could have done it in a better way. We could have done it with more enthusiasm. So says the Belzer Rebbe, that's v'shavta ad Hashem Elokecha, the call of Al Mechol v'chol nafshecha. Look on the bottom of page 9, right, last paragraph. Laila said, "The Kron of the Shabbat Hashem Elokecha Mayri the Tzadikim Ha'osim Tshuva." That's in the Targum Yonasan. It's referring to the Tzadikaya. Tzadikim Ha'osim Tshuva Neishachoshrim Shlo Osu as a mitzvah bekavana ruuya. The Divrei Targum Yonasan. Avuchon the Tzadikaya. The Tzadikim who are doing Tshuva. What are the Tzadikim doing Tshuva? They're doing tshuva because they didn't do the mitzvahs the way they should. They didn't do the probably they didn't do so many averas. But even the mitzvahs that we do, we have to do tshuva for. And that's what he quotes on page 10 in the second paragraph. Ke'enza shamati b'shem of Imar Adonish Mari, one of the Belzer Rebbe's. Ki v'yom hazeh yichaper aleichem tarizchem mikol chatoseichem v'tnei Hashem titaru. One of the two parts of the psukim. Number one, Lefnei Hashem Titaru. So says the Belzer Rebbe, they came in the Kvar Nischapru al Kol Chatoseichem. So what did it mean, Lefnei Hashem Titaru? You already were Mechaper Mikol Chatoseichem. So what's the second part of the Pasuk, Lefnei Hashem Titaru? So he says, the second part of the Pasuk is referring to Lefnei Hashem. Means we did mitzvahs, but we didn't do it fully with Nei Hashem. We didn't do it with Kol Levavcha, with Kol Nafshecha. So therefore, with Nei Hashem Tataru is the tshuva for the mitzvahs. We did mitzvahs. So we put on tefillin, but we didn't really have enough kavana when we put on tefillin. We gave tzedakah, but we could have given more. But we did chesed, but we could have done it in a nicer way. We could have done it in a better way. So that's what the Belzer Rebbe says. Those are the two. But both those tshuvas of the tshuva is Ad Hashem Elokecha. In other words, we can mechaper for kikashalta ba'avonecha, for what it says in Hosea, and we mechaper also what it says in Parshas Nitzavim, b'shavta Ad Hashem Elokecha. B'shamata b'cholo, b'chol levavcha, b'chol nafshecha. We didn't do it b'chol levavcha, b'chol nafshecha. The Yalkut Shimoni on page 6 has an interesting discussion. What does it mean if you were learning Brachas this year? So if you ever learned the fourth parak of Brachas, the Gemara has a sugya, Tfilas HaShakar is what? Ad Dalat Shos. So the Gemara has a shayla, Ad V'Ad V'Chlal? Or Ad V'Lo Ad V'Chlal? In other words, are we saying until including or non-including? So the same thing that Yaakov Shimoni wants to know. When it says V'Shavta Ad Hashem Elokecha, that Teshuva goes to the Kisei HaKavod. Ad the Kisei HaKavod? Ad V'Ad V'Chlal? Or Ad V'Lo Ad V'Chlal? Does the Mamish get there? Or not? Or it falls short. Look in the Yalkut Shimoni. Amar Rav Levi, Gedola Tshuva Shemagaz at Kisei HaKovet, Shenemar Shuva Yitzol HaShem Elokecha. Rav Yochanan Omar Ad V'lo Ad B'chlal. Rav Yochanan says Ad V'lo Ad B'chlal. Doesn't get there fully. Mi Amar Rav Yochanan Hochi, V'amar Rav Yochanan Gedola Tshuva Shadoka Eslo Sase. Says Rav Yochanan is the one who says that Tshuva is Docha Lo Sase. What does that mean, Tshuva is Docha Lo Sase? So what it means is, the Gemara in Yuma explains, we know there's a halacha that if a person gets divorced, and a woman gets divorced, and then she remarries, and then she gets divorced from her second husband, she can't go back to the first husband if she got married in the interim. So what Hashem says to us, is even if we sin, and we went far away, either we were divorced from Hashem and we were with something else, but then we decide to do tshuva, we can always come back. So it's docha the lo sase. If normally there's a lo sase in the Torah, that once the woman went with another man, she can't come back to the original husband anymore if they want to get married again. If he divorced her, she didn't remarry, they can get married again if she's not a kohen. But if she went with another, she got divorced, she married someone else, and then she got divorced, or he died, now she wants to come back to the original husband, he can't. But tshuva is docha lo sase. It pushes away even this lot. Because even if we went so far away, even if we were married to something else, we can always still come back. So the Gemara asked the Kasha, Rav Yochanan is the one who says tshuva is ad v'lo ad b'chlal. Rav Yochanan is the one who says tshuva is so strong that it's even docha lo sase. So it's mashma that tshuva is even ad b'chlal. So the Gemara answers, and this, you should know, this is a pasuk in Yirmiyahu. Take a look. This idea is a pasuk in Yirmiyahu. On page 7. Leimor, Hein Yishalach Ishesh Ishto. If a man divorces his wife, the Holcha Me'ito, the Hoysel Ishacher, and he went to another man. Hayoshu Ve'leh, can he take him back? No! Halotech Mefarze, Ba'ad Zonis Re'im Rabim Vishuv Eilai Nu Mashem. So the Gemara learns it out from this pasuk in Yirmiyahu. Hashem says, but I'll take you back. Even if you did Avodah Zarah, even if you married something else, so to speak, I'll always take you back. So that's what the Yalkut Shimoni asked the Kasha. How could you say that Rabbi Yochanan says, Tshuva is Ad V'lo Ad B'chlal? Chora, it should be Ad V'ad B'chlal. Rabbi Yochanan is the same one who says, Tshuva is Docha Lo Sase. Do you know what the Gemara answers? Lo Kasha. Kan B'yochid Kan B'tzibwa. That if a person is a Yochid, he's a loner, he's doing it on his own. So he does tshuva, it's not going to be so powerful. But if you're part of a community, and you have the support system of a community, of a yeshiva, of a shul, or you're part of the community, then you can get full tshuva. A person, a loner, can never totally be close to God. The koach hatzibur is so great. So Ad Hashem Elokecha, if you want it to be Ad V'Ad B'chlal, it's Tan B'tzibur. If it's B'yochid, you can get someplace, but it's Ad V'lo Ad B'chlal. Gedola Tshuva, Hamagash, Akisei HaKovos, Then the Yalkut Shimoni is the Tzibur. Can't be Yalkut, can't be Tzibur. So that's another aspect, Rabotai, to this idea of Gedola HaTshuva. So Rabbeinu Hananel tells us one aspect, that Gedola HaTshuva means even if we did such a sin, that the sin reached the Kisei HaKavod, we could what? We could still repent. We could still repent. But on the other hand, the Gemara says, Yaakov Shimoni says, but if you really want full tshuva, full acceptance, the way to do it is being part of a tzibur. And that's Gedola Tshuva Magas at Kisei HaKavod. When you have the tzibur, you can get to Kisei HaKavod. But there's another point that I want to explain of Gedola Tshuva Magas at Kisei HaKavod. And that's the beginning of Parshas Vayelech on page 12. Again, the two levels, there's tshuva for mitzvahs and tshuva for averis. There's kashalta v'avonecha, and there's b'chol v'avo v'chol nafshecha. But whatever avenue of tshuva you're doing it for, because you sinned, or because you didn't do the mitzvahs that you did do, you didn't do it properly, it's gedola tshuva. Tshuva could get ad kisei HaKavod. Because if you want to do chesed properly and you're part of a chabura that's doing chesed, so then it's going to be at kisei HaKavod. If you want to work on something and you have a support system of other people who are working on it as well, at kisei HaKavod. So it's not ad v'lo ad b'chlam. Even the worst averus is Rabbeinu Hanan. It's docha lo saseh. Hashem will take us back even if we marry someone else in the meantime. But there's another idea that tshuva is like kisei HaKavod, and that's the following. Take a look at the beginning of Parshas Vayelech. The Parshas Vayelech, it says, Vayelech Moshe, Vayidaber Tadol Ve'elo Kol Yisrael. So all the Mefarshim, we don't have time to discuss all the Mefarshim, so I'm going to just tell you one thing here. But all the Mefarshim discuss, the Torah doesn't say, where did he go? Vayelech Moshe, where? The different interpretations. I'd like to share with you one shot that is one of the Hasidic Sfarim, Talmud of the Noam Elimelech, the Rebbe Reb Elimelech of Lizenz, Sefer Dudoyim Basada. He writes on page 13. What does it mean by Vayelech Moshe Vayidaber Es HaDvarim HaEla El Kol Yisrael? L'chor Kasha, page 13. Heichan Holach. Hol Mefarshim Makshim Zos. Nira Mefarshim Adam Nikra Holach. Right, we know that a person, a human being, is called a Holach. Because he's always moving. He can always laugh. He can always do more. He can always improve himself. Sheholach mi Madrega l'Madrega. Malach is called an omeg, right? And that's the famous pasuk in Zechariah. Take a look. V'nasati l'chol malachim ben ha'omdim ha'ela. The omdim are the malachim, and the mahalchim are the human beings. So says the Dudoyim Basadeh like this. Yisab Zorah Kodesh l'chom Yisrael k'moshe ov novi b'chinas nevuah shalom ein shum adam yochel lahasim. The big Yisrael. What does it mean that no one is like Moshe Rabbeinu? Will come Yisrael to Moshe Ol. So the Zohar Kodesh says, and we'll see the Rambam says this as well, it only means in terms of prophecy, in terms of Nebuah. Whereas we'll never have a Navi like Moshe Rabbeinu. But that doesn't mean that you can't even reach the level of Moshe Rabbeinu in piety, in tzidkus, in chesed, in Avas Yisrael, then there's no limits. In Nevuah, okay, they're not going to be a Novi like Moshe Rabbeinu. And take a look in the Rambam, the famous Rambam on page 17. Perek Hei, Halacha Beis. Al Yomar B'machshavot Chodover Zeh, Don't think for a second. Sha'omim tipshe umos olam. Rav Goldman in Israel. That he says the tipshim of the goyim and some people and the Jewish people also. That the Baruch Hu goes there all the mitzvahs for Yosef Leos tzaddik of Russia. That the Baruch Hu was locked you in at birth. That you'll either be a tzaddik or a Russia and you can't change it. Eina davar kein. I'll call Adam Roy Leos tzaddik and Moshe Rabbeinu. Says the Rambam, any Jew could be tzaddik and Moshe Rabbeinu or Russia could be a Rambam. Or Chacham or Asachal or Rachman or Achzari or Kili or Shalom. Kein shar kol adeyas. Call Adam Roy Leos tzaddik and Moshe Rabbeinu. It's only in the Bua will come be Yisrael to Moshe on. So says the Dudoyim Basode, that's Pshat. Vayelech Moshe. Moshe his whole life, this is obviously true, but it's a true idea. Moshe his whole life was going from one Madrega to another. But you know what? Vayidabes hadvarim ha'ele el kol Yisrael. Says this message of Vayelech Moshe, that you can always grow, he taught this now to call Yisrael. After all over, she call Yisrael, you came, ki b'china tzidkoso, kol odem yochol lahatzik v'havim. So Vayelech Moshe, says the Zohar Basad, that Moshe, his whole life, was going from one darga to another. But here, what? Before he dies now, he tells everyone, you know, I'm Moshe Rabbeinu, I have the Nebuah, maybe you can't be a Novi like me. But in other areas, you can go from darga to darga, from one level to another level. And you know what, Rabosai? That's another meaning of Gedola Tshuva Shemagasa Kisei HaKavod. Because it means that there's no limit to how much a person could grow. A person could grow, a person could do more. But the key thing, as some say, is that you shouldn't do it in leaps and bounds. You have to do it step by step. You can't do 5 steps at a time. Step by step, add a little more learning, add a little bit more chesed. Vayelech Moshe. Moshe, his whole life, was a holy. And now he's telling the Jewish people, that's not only something for me, it's El Kol Yisrael. And that's another idea. Gedola Tshuva, Magasa, Kisei HaKavod means there's no limit of how high we could reach, both in Averus, in the Tshuva from Averus, and Tshuva for mitzvahs, like the Belgian Rebbe explained the two different psukim. Gedola Tshuva, Shemagas, Akisei HaKavod. But I think there's yet one more idea. Now again, we discussed the idea that the Rabbeinu Hananel says that means that just like he had the worst Aveira in the world, so the Tshuva could be Mechapit, even on the worst Aveira. Akisei HaKavod. We discussed the Yalkut Shimoni, that only B'tzibur. B'tzibur, it's Ad V'Ad B'chlal. And then we discuss the Rambam, that any Jew could be like Moshe Rabbeinu. All these ideas are Ad V'Ad B'chlal. Gedola Tshuva Shemagasat Kisei HaKavod. But the Kedushas Levi says one other fourth, page 18. The Pasuk says, V'Hoshtir HaShem Olchechem Chol Matzei Yadecha. So says the Kedushas Levi on page 19. Lomer, feel mashi tado tova tmeis Hashem yisporach. Olam hazeh lo yinoke lonu mizeh lo olam haba. So if a person gets, normally you say if a person gets something from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then there's a cheshbon. If you get good in this world, you might lose out in the next world. So, says the Kedushas Levi, it's not true. It's not true. He says, if a person does good things, that causes the Ribbono Shel Olam to give, to shower good on the world. And he says, you know what the biggest mitzvah is in the world? You know what the biggest mitzvah is? To enable HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give good in the world. Because that's what HaKadosh wants to do. He wants to give good. He wants to give good things to people. So if you enable him to do that, that itself is a mitzvah. Because you're enabling him to give the Shefa Brach. And that's what the Tanya Yofos writes. Take a look at the bottom of page 21. What does it mean? Schar mitzvah mitzvah. What does that mean? The whole mitzvah, besides the schar of doing the mitzvah, you get schar because you enabled HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be mashpia. Shefa bracha, you get schar for that too. And that he quotes Rav Chaim Volozhin says that what the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Al tiyu ka'avadim, am shamshim sarav l'kabel pras, that you shouldn't do mitzvahs al menas l'kabel pras, that's only if you're thinking about it to do mitzvahs for your own benefit. But if you're thinking about it because you want to enable HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give him hanoah, that he's mashpia, a shefa bracha, so that you can have that in mind. Because that's the highest level to enable, and that's what the Kedushas Levi says. So, Hosircha Hashem L'tova. So, where the Tova that you're going to get in this world, the Hosircha, is not going to be deducted. It's going to be Biyosef. It's going to be Allah. It's not going to be deducted. Because anything you get because HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do in this world that's good, that's his greatest machas, to be able to do that. So b'meila, you're not going to lose out in Olam Haba because you enable HaKadosh Baruch Hu to shower Shefa Bracha in this world. So G'dola Tshuva, HaMagaza Kiyasei HaKavod, also means that when you do Tshuva and you do good, you cause HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you touch the Kiyasei HaKavod, it's as if you press the button on the Kiyasei HaKavod to give out more good. To give out, to be mashpia, your mashpia on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You touch the Kiyasei HaKavod. But to get that, like you said, betzibur, ad b'chlal, and then you get the biggest mitzvah. But the biggest mitzvah is to enable HaKadosh Baruch Hu to facilitate HaKadosh Baruch Hu what he wants. Because what does all the Svarim say? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create the world? What do we need the world for? Because Hashem is, all the Svarim say HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Tov. But you're not Tov unless you're making, unless you give out that goodness. So this world facilitated HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be a Tov, which is his highest ratzon of Hashem, is to be able to be making. So G'dol Tshuva HaMagas of Kisei HaKavod is that you do the right thing, you do the right Tshuva, your Mashpia on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ad Kisei HaKavod, to give that Tova, and that's the highest Madrega. Then the Hosircha, Hashem will still remain with the amount of bounty that you're going to get. He's not going to subtract anything, because when you get in this world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves to give, and you facilitated that. That's the highest level. So Rabosai, as we approach the week before Rosh Hashanah, and we keep in mind our new goals for the year, we want to rectify things that we did last year that were not proper. So we have to realize that what the Belzer Rebbe said, that there are two areas of tshuva. There's tshuva for averus and there's tshuva for mitzvah. And we have to realize that if we can do it together with other people, kan b'yachid, kan b'tzibur, then it's so much more powerful. It's magas at kisei HaKavod. And realize that whoever you are, the Rambam says that any Jew, as the Rambam writes in Hilchos Tshuva, any Jew can be tzaddik to Moshe Rabbeinu. You can't necessarily be a Navi like Moshe Rabbeinu, but you can be a tzaddik, and that's Vayelech Moshe. His whole life, Vayelech, Vayelech, mi madrega la madrega. Now he's telling to the people, don't think that's something special about me. That's shaykh to everyone based on his own capabilities. Or his own neshama, his own midos, in a way, can improve. But all our goal is, just now, to get to the next step. We're not looking right now, if we reach the Kisei HaKavod, let's get to the next, one step closer to the Kisei HaKavod. And then ultimately, it will be Ad V'Ad B'Chlal. It will be Shafta Ad Hashem Elokecha. It will be Shuv Yisrael Ad Hashem Elokecha.
Are you going to see Naftali?